It's the real talk of Texas with the authentic accent thrown in free. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
The Shopping Bag Freedom Act. Tell us what your bill does.
Well, what it does is it basically says that cities and municipalities are not giving under the county and city government code the ability to ban commerce activities, banning an activity between a business and a consumer. And we're saying that is only from the state of Texas has that ability to do that.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is your bill written expansively like that? Would that keep them from banning, these bath salts and all these other bans on marijuana and all this other stuff when you say ban them from regulating any local commerce? Or is it specific enough that it's about containers and bags? Or tell us a little more about it.
Well, this one really relates to bags, and I think it's one of those where we're telling cities that before you think about going out and doing this, realize that the state of Texas has the ability to come back and address that. And, the environmentalists think that they're, and they probably have the best intentions at heart, but, they lack doing any research. San Francisco did this. 2 years later, they have more pollution from bags than they did before they banned them. They think that, it's good for the environment. It takes more energy and cost to manufacture that bag in China than it does to have a thin film bag manufactured in the state of Texas. So we're now shipping jobs from Texas overseas. There's also safety risks. Who's going to pay the increased Medicaid cost? Because it is proven that people will get salmonella and E. coli because they don't clean those reusable bags. And so, that's a big concern. It's a big concern because it uses a half a billion gallons of water if you properly wash those every year just in the city of Austin. I don't know if they don't realize, but, we have a water problem and we're trying to address it with a water bill, but then they put in legislation or actually a city code that's going to waste water, in my opinion. So, and at the end of the day,
if you got anybody on this, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, let me finish real quick.
Any co-sponsors or
co-authors? I put it out there without asking for co-sponsors on this one. I will tell you, if the co-sponsors in the government offices here in Austin could sign on, I would probably have several hundred of them because the average citizen in Austin cannot stand this bill. They didn't take it to the voters. They never do on these type of deals. And at the end of the day, what it is they are taking liberty away from individuals to have a free market opportunity between a merchant and a consumer.
Well, I'm gonna start calling some of our reps, tell them to sign up as a co-sponsor on your bill. I think it's great. And folks, you can call your reps. It's HB 2416. And at this stage in the game, get traction, get out of committee, it needs a whole bunch of co-sponsors. The Shopping Bag Freedom Act. You need to tell them to get on Springer's bill. I like it. Representative, anything else you want to tell us about before we let you go get on to other business?
Well, hey, I appreciate having you down here in Austin the other week and all the good work you guys do. We've got to make sure that we realize that Texas is lucky to have the freedom we do. We don't need to create a nanny state. Those are the kind of things that we're going to address. And at the same time, we're going to look at rural bills and make sure that we're doing things like TCEQ and having fines that are appropriate for the size of the municipality. And I think hopefully next week we'll get an opportunity to talk about that bill, Robert.
Keep that six-shooter at your side. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
But the fact is, this is just a cause celeb of the left. That's all this plastic bag ban stuff is. Representative Springer has it right. It's all about local governments and other people in the left-wingers involving themselves in an anti-state fashion in your lives, telling people what you can and cannot do, just like smoking bans and everything else that involve private property. There's another place looking at smoking ban. I think it's Lufkin. Banning it in all public places. Problem is, you read the list, it's not public places. They define, and it's a taking, essentially. It's an attack directly upon the basis of the country and private property when they define private organizations, private property, privately owned everything as public space. That's all this stuff is nanny state-ism, and it's ridiculous. And again, I tell you, if you're in a jurisdiction or you live in a jurisdiction that bans these bags, which there's a whole other, well, okay, I've said it. Let me finish that thought. You can buy a stack of 1,000 of those little things. They probably give them to you at Walmart. Of those same bags, you can buy them. None of these ordinances keep you from going in there and putting everything in them. And I say, do like the worst checkers do. Put 2 cans in one, 2 cans in another. Walk out of the store with 30 or 40 of them, just for the hell of it, just to bother them all. And go to the Whole Foods store, wherever the libs hang out in your town. They can't ban you from bringing them. But let me just tell you something else. I've read these ordinances a little carefully now. We've been watching this for some time. It's popped up in multiple towns, started in Brownsville, of all places. They're banning these, but not what they call reusable bags. If it has a handle like the paper bags, which I prefer the paper bags with handles at the grocery store myself, but that's another matter. The reusable bags, you know, we talk about washing them and all this stuff. Well, a heavier plastic bag is okay. If it has handles, if it's heavier and not the real thin film bags, that's okay under Austin's ordinance and other ordinances. Now, folks, do they not think that those things blow around in the wind too? And they don't shred up and get out of your trees in a little while with a few wind storms. They're thick. They don't degrade. This is an example of the utter lunacy of these people that think they're doing something nice, or, you know, the few morons who do. Most of them are just trying to run your lives. The fact is, what they're replacing them with is ecologically worse, takes more energy to produce. The bags take no room up significantly whatsoever in a landfill. That's all a lot of hokum. The new ones they're replacing them with take them up. See, what they're trying to do, get everybody to carrying these fiber bags, like Drew Springer said, Representative Springer, that are made in China, into the stores. I'm not going to do it. I guess if you were making a trip specifically for going to groceries, you might remember. You know, last time I checked, we go at the last minute. We're going from point A to point B, and we decide to make a side trip because we remember we needed something. That's what a lot of people do. It's all stupid. Every bit of it's stupid. And anybody who suggests it is stupid. You just tell them to their face, you're stupid. Why not? Let the morons know who they are, because they don't know.
From 5,000 feet in Fort Davis to 3 feet in Jamaica Bay, where liberty's threatened in Texas, count on Pride on Texas to sound the alarm.